Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Welcome to Fat Mascara. My name's Jess.
And my name is Jen. Hey, Jess. Hi.
What's going on? It is the big interview show. Happy Thursday.
This is such a fun interview, too. I feel like we like to like take it from one week. We're going to give you science. Then we're going to have girl chat. Then we're going to have fun. Then some weird industry you didn't know about. And now we've got...
Yeah, we've got the biggie. We've got the big kahuna here. We've got the big K. We've got Kimora Lee Simmons.
This one's going to be so fun. You know, when I was researching her bio, I was like, I knew how much she did. And I say that about a lot of our guests are multi-hyphenate, but good Lord, just like buckle up, here we go. She started modeling at 12, and we do talk to her about that, so that's really cool. Then the entrepreneurial streak took off in 98 when she started Baby Fat by Kimora Lee Simmons. She went on to design the line's fashions. Then she did beauty. She created fragrances. She started a jewelry line, KLS Cosmetics. Remember Fabulosity? She had a line called Fabulosity at JCPenney. A kids line, another fashion line, a skincare line aimed at helping women of color in 2011. How's that for like ahead of the curve? And I'm probably missing some of her amazing businesses, but whatever. She's back with Baby Fat. It's now back under her control, and she launched beauty kits that she curated with her daughters Ming and Aoki. She's also an author, a television star. She had a reality show that ran for a long time, a mother of five, very big into philanthropy. And then I felt like, I was like, fun fact for Jess that I thought you might like. Did you know she has a Tony Award?
I did not know.
Yes, this is so cool. So she was the producer, because she doesn't have enough jobs, for Deaf Poetry Dram on Broadway.
Oh, okay.
So she won a Tony for that back in 2003.
Very cool.
I know that's not really like relevant to our conversation, but I was just like, cool. She's on her way to the EGOT, right? Like, I feel like if anybody could do it, Kimora Lee.
She's 25% there.
Okay, so settle in for this like fun chat.
She was so funny. She was great.
Kimora Lee Simmons, here she is. So let's go back a few years. We want to ask you about your first introduction to the world of beauty. Maybe it was when you were a kid with your, you know, trying on lipsticks. Like, when did you, you're like a glamorous woman. When did you first get into the beauty world?
Probably when I was very young. I mean, I've been in the fashion business since I was in Paris by 12 years old. So locally in St. Louis, that's probably 11, maybe even a little bit 10, like local modeling, local Sunday paper, local stuff. So by then I was working. And prior to that, I was raised by my mom, single parent, you know, household. And my mom is Japanese Korean background. And, you know, quite a few terms and thoughts come to mind for anyone that knows how that is growing up with like Asian mother. But skincare is like one of their big things. You know, there's
Introduced you to that.
Yeah. Whoa. And just watching her take care of her skin, and they're very, you know, serious, the moms, about, you know, anti-aging and sunspots. And if you do this, then it's going to leave a mark, a mask of this and that. So yeah, I think from a very early age, I would learn basic things about, well, that are very serious things though, right? Like sunscreen every day. Yeah. Like I was doing that all my life, or at least learning, at least thinking, knowing the right thing to do. So I think that's important as you grow up and you see, you know, your mom or your siblings, or, you know, you kind of go through that journey together, like in the mirror and at that makeup counter and on your bathroom counter. And my girls now probably do that with me as well. A ton. They steal all my stuff.
We want to ask you about that.
Okay, sorry. So I won't jump, but yeah, I definitely me and my mom. And then now it's my two crazy girls and myself.
Wait, so you grew up with your mom. This was in Missouri, right? In the 80s. I'm picturing
that. Yeah, St. Louis, Missouri. Yep.
Okay, so I read somewhere that by the age of 10, and this is like when you started your modeling career, you were almost 6 feet tall. Is that right?
Yeah, I've pretty much been like this since young. Like growing pains young, and you know, your joints ache. And like, even now, you know, anybody that I talk to in the NBA, like one of the quick, easy things you get to is like, do your joints ache? Like at what age did that happen that you were so awkward?
Really?
Because it's kind of like going into, for me, it was fashion, but it could have just as easily been like basketball. I'm just super clumsy. I'm better suited for fashion, but it's going to be something at that stage. So yeah, I was super tall, taller than everyone else. Like I would play basketball for like the boys team because that's all there was at that time. You know, it's like growing up in St. Louis, Missouri, it has its, you know, some limitations. It's not quite the same as like Paris, let's say. I feel like Emily in Paris now.
Not quite.
In Paris, yeah.
I'd watch that.
Were you comfortable with your height? Because I mean, it like helped you play basketball, or did you ever feel like, oh God, I wish I was?
No, definitely no. I was not comfortable. It was super awkward. I was like super clumsy. I was also any sportswoman or sportsman will know when you're growing like that, it hurts. You're awkward. You don't clear the doorway frame like you think, because day to day you're changing your height, your shoulders, wow, your width, you're lanky and tall. It's very, you know, gangly. You're like awkward. You're not poised or anything. I remember when I would first, my early days, like being on the runway, and it was for Chanel. That was my first in Paris. It was a big one. And I remember Carl would say to me a lot, my dear, why do you stand like that? Why do you walk like that? Hold yourself like this, like, you know. And I was like, huh? And I would try to do it again. And I would try and I would have tears go. I was just awkward, but I would try and I would have an open mind. And clearly that's what got me where I am today. But certainly it was not like, you didn't come out like being a swan, right? You started as, honestly, the little duckling. I don't know necessarily the duckling was so ugly, but you're definitely a duckling, and you develop into a certain sense of confidence and a certain sense of being aware of your body. Yeah. And just, when, you know,
did that, when did that happen for you, that confidence and starting to feel comfortable with yourself?
I would say early teens, like pre-teen. Oh, well, because if I was modeling by then, so if somebody says, you have to stand up and put your shoulders back, well, that's what you better do.
Now, I realize that this situation, like that kind of, these kind of confidence lessons are so specific to you and like your height and your situation in that time. But do you impart a lot of these stories and this wisdom to your daughters? I mean, I don't have their height details on
me. Well, Ayuki's very tall. She's like me. She's just turned 18. She got into Harvard at like 16. So in a lot of ways, you know, we're similar in that. Like early start, you know, hard worker, but very tall. She's very tall, very thin, very awkward at times. She models a little bit, and she's done that throughout the time. So yeah, they get these stories. You know, Ming is a junior at NYU. She's probably 5'8", 8'5", 9", always mad that she's not as tall as the rest of us, always blames me, you know, and her dad for that. So I guess it's him because I'm holding my position, my height. But yeah, I impart these things. I talk about it, but I think sometimes when it's your own kids, they're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. They don't necessarily pay attention. And other people, like in the outside world, and as you've been growing up and coming up in the business, they kind of hold on to those lessons and things a little bit longer. And then or more. And then I think it comes back around to your kids. Your kids catch that because other people kind of talk about it, I think. And then they catch it from you, but they pretend like they don't, you know, you grow up kind right. of like, yeah, 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 mom. But one day it will be, my mom taught me this, my mom said that, but they act like they don't pay attention.
When they, not right now. It's too soon. It's too soon.
Right.
I have to ask you, just like selfishly, but I know we also have a lot of listeners who are mothers. I had a daughter about almost 9 months ago, and I'm just curious about that mother-daughter.
Congratulations. I was going to say that, but you guys look so young, and I wasn't sure if anybody had kids here.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'll take that.
9 months? 8 months?
She'll be 9 months next week.
Is that your first?
Yes, yes.
Okay, because you look amazing, and I'm wondering... I don't look like
Thank you. I've got good lighting. I've got good lighting here. It's very soft.
No, but just babies, I look like probably three times your size. I'm probably three times your size. And it's not 9 months. I'm talking like 3 years later. I just started losing weight and Wolfie's like five. But what were you saying about the new mom?
I'm curious how you introduce them to your world, and they seem to have embraced this part of you and your career. How did that kind of happen? Like, was it very natural? Were they always kind of interested in what you did?
Yeah, they've been always interested in what I did. We have come up, you know, together. I mean, it sounds like I have them much younger than I did when I say we come up together, but we've been in fashion, you know, when they were born, I was like trying to take
they were born
the
into it.
And yeah, I was building my
I saw them
empire.
On the runway, if I remember correctly.
And they loved it. It was fun. And absolutely every runway, taking about Radio City Music Hall. We were live on the Jumbotron at Times Square. I mean, we have many, many milestones. I'm saying of all of fashion, like at that time, no brand had broadcast live on Times Square at the Jumbotron. And there they were, like little babies. So they've seen like nobody's shown at Radio City Music Hall or, you know, anything like that. Nowadays, we do that more. But, you know, they've come into all these big firsts and it's just been a part of their life and they love it. They love fashion, beauty, brains, you know, business. They love it. They love it. They're very opinionated, just like I am and I was with my mom. But we are like very, very close. They steal all my stuff. What one girl, you know, Ming is much more like high fashion. She loves high fashion, crazy makeup. Any palette we get or she gets, she's doing her own tutorial. Like Ming is that girl. Yoki's a little bit more kind of a natural beauty. She's into her exotic oils and essential oils and... she loves a good book and a bubble bath. But yeah, like everybody has their differences in their own style, but we're very, 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 very close. And I think that you pick up things as you go. And I think in general, it's kind of like, just be laid back about it. Like you just had a baby. Yeah. You don't have to worry about it. There are going to be times that you cannot stand each other. And there are going to be times that is the love of your life and your best friend. And that's just how it goes. You try to make sure the good outweighs the bad. But we're all human. You know, we all have our traumas. So we have to remember that too for ourselves and for our parents and whoever else before us. We all have our issues. So we try to just be compassionate with one another because that is definitely true of a mother and a daughter. You have to be compassionate with yourself and with your child. You have to teach her to like have that with you. A lot of times like Aoki will go off on me and sometimes, what can I say? I'm just like, you know what? I'm sorry. Or I really didn't realize that or how you feel about that or what you're saying about that. It sounds screwed up and I'm sorry. I'm not perfect. I think I am most of the time, but I'm not. And I'm sorry. You have to be able just to get through that, you know?
Somebody said to me recently, they're like, you know, and maybe this is obvious to like all of our audience, but they were like, you have to remember that like your parents, like they're people, like they're not like, you know, they're actual, like they're people, like you said, like with trauma and flaws and, you know, like they're, and before they had you, they were a person just like you. And, you know, and I was just like, oh, stop. No,
Totally. Absolutely.
They're my parents, you know, yeah. So, but on a more specific angle to this question, you know, we get a lot of listeners, like this is kind of like a hot topic sometimes, you know, listeners who have children that want to get like, you know, deep into the beauty game and they say, well, you know, when is it appropriate to take my kid for, you know, a makeover or manicure, or that she wants lash extensions? And for me, I know that like I was so, as a kid, like I was like, if I like, I wanted like my ears pierced in a perm, like when I could speak, you know, like for me, that was a bonding time with my mom. I was super into beauty and like, obviously this became my career. So for me, there was no kind of like, oh, this is, we're going into, you know, JonBenet Ramsey territory, like right. That was like scary or like sexualizing. This was just kind of like fun. But a lot of parents, I know they feel maybe like they fear the judgment of other parents, or they just don't know what's what. Do you, as a parent, did you ever feel like, this is getting like, you know, too much or anything? Because obviously you embrace beauty and fashion with your daughters.
My personal experience with that, and we talk about it all the time, I want my kids, and you know, I speak to young men and women everywhere, and I want them to know that like I accept them as they are without judgment. It doesn't matter how you come, you know, I'm cool with you as a person and as a friend, and as a, we have that connection. That's much more important. So I want my kids in particular to know that I don't need them to be any certain thing. I don't need them to gain weight because of this and lose weight because of that and put it up because of this and then take it down, because I want them to come how they are. Having said that, a lot of times this generation, they are crazy with their research and their online and their social media and their friends and their information. They know so much, almost like expert information.
It's like too much information.
Yeah, can give you all of it, where to go, how to get it, every laser, every spa, what to do, what they do. They also have lots of input, which is why we, you know, came up with Baby Fat Beauty now. So they help. But yeah, I have to gauge like what I let them do. I try to just make it be age appropriate. And I definitely try to make it be without judgment. But then they're going to say, well, if it's no judgment, why can't I do what I want? Well, because then you're altering.
They're smart.
You're altering what I made or what God made or how you just came. Sometimes I think this is, again, is my personal, these are my personal views, because I know the listeners may, everyone has their own individual story. And I try to gather up the individual stories of my friends and many, many people that have, you know, contributed. But for myself, I try to just think of it as what's age appropriate and things that you can, I'm a little bit easier with things you can come back from that don't necessarily alter you.
Like a tattoo.
Yeah, and I've dealt with some of those too. But oh, they're small and they're this. And I've also tried to laser them off. So, you know, it just depends. But like if you were born with something and it's like blocking your vision,
You tried to laser your own tattoos off, or one of the girls got a tattoo and you were like...
came home, they went to boarding school 1 year, like a year abroad. And she came home with a little, I think it was a little heart or something on her hip. And I wanted to remove it. I was like, that is not right. And so we went and tried to remove it, but it takes more than one time and it's like painful and it's a process and it's costly and it's certainly not what you went through to put it on, which was nothing. It's very involved and it's like, you know, every 4 to 6 weeks and it hurts and it's, you know, it's all those things. So yeah, now she doesn't want it and now she has other little ones. So it just depends on how, it, you know, what
happens.
So wait,
mom was right? Is that what she said?
Mom is right most times. I'm right a lot of times with these girls.
True.
Well, because we're older. I'm older. But and so
do they think like that you're the coolest, or is it still like your mom?
They think I'm cool, but they think I'm a mom too. And I probably get on their nerves. And I think their friends think I'm cooler than they think. Yeah. So I get points from the friends.
That's good. That's helpful.
They're like, you know. But we deal with that kind of stuff all the time, like what to do and how much you can do. And I want you to still look like my kid, like as a person. And they tell me all the time, like, well, if you don't say we can do this and that or plastic surgery or whatever, then, you know, you're not accepting You're not helping us to enhance ourselves.
The logic
to be the
is
best,
impressive.
You know, yeah. to be the best that we can be, or, you know, they say crazy stuff. So I just try to go along with whatever, you know.
So Gen Z, it's like, you can't argue with that. It's like a political statement.
Oh my God. I have one more question about the whole the daughter thing. Cause as you can tell, I'm like completely flash forwarding 15 years in my mind. So I'm just trying to mentally prepare myself. Okay. Well, what about like all the social media and everything? Like, obviously, I'm sure your kids are on social media. This is really, I'm not even asking you about your kids, just like as a mom to our listeners, how do you give, you know, young women, what is your philosophy about young women in social media? Do you think that like it's, you have to be very careful,
I think. And I mean,
you're a very
many,
expressive woman. You are very like outspoken and I love that about you, yeah, but I also feel you're aware of the dangers.
And many people know that about me, like my parenting growing up, because I, you know, we've been on TV, we've been, you know, I've had fashion brands. Yeah. I've been on a journey with like a lot of these women and a lot of these girls. So I think it's just people know a lot about my parenting and I'm a little bit more direct and I'm a little bit more no holds barred and I'm a little bit more, I try to guide you. And then after that, you're kind of making your own mistakes. And up to a certain point, like Aoki's 18 and Ming is 20. That is the point that you are an adult. You're old enough to like screw everything up and think you're an adult and still come back to me to fix it. So you're not a kid, but you want me to fix everything. We're right there at that age.
That sounds good.
Well, yeah, I'm pissed for them. My mom. Yeah. I am the mom. But, you know, yeah. So social media, I think there's a certain age. Like I also have boys. So it's the same thing. I have two boys that are 11 and one that's 5. So the 11-year-olds do not have social media. They cannot log in on something. That stuff is weird. There are, you know, that's suspicious. Like Cardi B would say, that's weird. Like there are people catfishing and looking after our kids and they're not even who they say they are. And then you have to address all of these things about image and body and life and personal things becoming public. And you have to be very careful. I will say that. And people can say, oh, Kimora, shut up. Or, oh, right on, girl, I agree. But you will run into pitfalls. Moms, dads, kids, whoever out there is with us right now, just be careful. There's a certain age to do it. I think it's probably a young teenager. Other kids are way younger than that. They're 8 years old and doing it, you know. Or even like, funny that you said JonBenet Ramsey earlier, that's not over here. I'm not doing all that makeup and all that crazy contouring. You're 2. You know what I mean? Like calm
down.
So
inappropriate.
So it's just, you know, and I have other friends, my kids rag on me all the time that, mom, you don't let me do this and you don't accept me and what I want to do. And I said, look, if you want one of those plastic surgery loving moms and all of that, I have plenty of friends that are all over TV and film and whatever. And they agree with that kind of stuff. I don't agree. If you want someone to talk to you about that, I have friends and they can give you their viewpoint on it. I don't necessarily agree, but they can give you information, pros and cons. Other, you know, doctors can even give you that. You can get plenty of information. I'm not the mom that's going to say like, oh yeah, let's go for the nose job and the boob job and the crazy things done to your face. And we're talking
about
these
things
16
come up
and 15
earlier
and
earlier.
17. Yeah. And some of that stuff, even lasers and other things that I hear all the time kids think is okay. You have to understand that those are like anti-aging methods, right? And so over time, they are thinning your skin and doing things to your skin, helping us to build collagen, for example, and working
on texture. I'm sorry, what does an 18-year-old need a laser facial for?
I was just
thinking about that.
This is what I'm getting to. This is exactly what I'm saying. You are doing things to your skin and you have to realize we are trying to get back to what you guys have at 14 and 16 and 18. You have collagen, sweetie. Yeah, you might have some acne and there's some things you can do for that, but lasering and everything isn't it. So you just have to be age appropriate, I think. It's so many things available to everyone. And just
are you open with them about what work you get done as an adult? Or are you one of those people that's like, if I get work done, it's nobody else's business?
Yes and no. I don't do crazy work. So I'm big on my facials. I do lasers. Mm. I've tried, what is that? Radio frequency tightening of the skin.
Did you like it? I've been thinking about that. The RF.
It was, it was, it's expensive. And I don't know if it's really toning and tightening, but I do it and I like it. It's kind of like a massage, like a hot, you know, massage. So that's okay. I tend to like things more that don't hurt, that don't have downtime, and that are not like surgically enhanced, because I don't, my type of skin and everything, I don't heal well from that kind of stuff. And that's just my barrier. Otherwise, I'd probably be really far gone with it. Like right now, I would have a tummy tuck. But I'm afraid of the scar. And if I had that when I delivered my kids, no problem. I would already have that scar, so I would work with it. But I don't have it yet. So like stuff like that, I have to
work with. Oh, you mean like cesarean scar?
If you have something there, you can easily work with it. Better than if you didn't. If you don't have it, then you have to deal with like the pros and cons of what you're sacrificing and what you're going to come out with, right?
Yeah,
versus what you come out with. So I am open with them, but I don't do a lot of crazy stuff. And there's probably times too I wouldn't tell them everything, but I don't do crazy stuff, so I think it's okay. Like I wouldn't do a peel, or I don't like downtime. I don't like pain, so I'm a little, you know. Ming was talking to me about, like, we were talking about threads the other day, and we were talking about this kind of cat
like the
eye
lifting
thing. Yeah, and I said, I'm born with a cat eye, honey, and so are you. And she was like, well, I'll be your guinea pig if you have questions. And I said, man, that's expensive. And I don't need you to be my guinea pig.
A thread lift is like, it's not super invasive, but that's like when you're old and saggy, you get those.
Well, no, I think the girls are doing it one or two threads on each side or three.
To get like, just for like changing your eye shape a little.
Or lifting it a little bit. It's kind of lifting it, or it's opening it up. It's my
eyeliner.
I know, but the girls are doing weird stuff. That's what I'm trying to say. So she was like, I'll be your guinea pig. And I said, no, thank you. That's okay. My questions are not that serious. God. The point was, I said, I think I've seen people where it puckers and bumps and does weird things. And so that was my view, my take on it. And she was saying, no, it's great. And I said, well, I don't think so. I'll be your guinea pig. No, thank you. And it's expensive. And I'm not guinea pigging on my kid. And it's expensive and doesn't last. Well, it builds collagen, but that how that looks.
Oh, she
on
did
any
her
individual.
Homework.
I know my homework. I don't know what all she does. She knows a lot of homework too, though. Kids know a lot of homework, but you know
it builds collagen. Can you imagine 18-year-old coming, your daughter Jess coming to you, and she's like, "But mom, it builds collagen."
Exactly.
You know what? I can picture she's my daughter. Yes, but at the same time, these kids should be like, I don't know, like researching. Like I don't know.
Now we all sound like moms, though. By the way,
I'm sorry. These kids. I don't know. Like, I was watching TV and like listening to music, like rock bands, and like watching TV in my socks. You know.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Thank you.
Listen, there are so many skincare products on the market claiming to help reduce fine lines and wrinkles, and you know I will try most of them. But how do you know your products are actually working? Some research to back up the claims. That's why Jess and I are all about Ritual. They created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted a clinical study to take the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual's Hyacera is now a part of my skincare routine, and I got in the habit of taking it every day by putting the cute little purple jar right next to my sunscreen. It looks nice on my vanity, and let's be honest, I love that. But once I stuck with the habit, I really noticed a difference in my skin. I am not the only one. In a clinical study, taking Hyacera for 90 days led to a 3.6-time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles as compared to placebo. And it led to a 2.9 increase in skin smoothness. I also like that they're easy to swallow. The capsules sort of taste like vanilla. They're not all weird and fishy like some other supplements. Plus, Ritual is a certified B Corp, something we learned about on a recent episode. And all their supplements, including the Daily Protein and their Sleep Bio Series Melatonin supplement, are vegan, gluten-free, and made traceable. Do what Jess and I did. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off.
So we saw the new line that you guys came out with together. Like, how involved were they in the process, and what made you do like revamp a beauty line now?
They're very involved in the process. They give me lots of, you know, input and do's and don'ts and what it should look like and what it should feel like. And I trust them to kind of take, it's a legacy brand, baby.
I trust them too. Yeah. You're definitely putting in the work.
Yeah. It's a heritage brand. So I trust them to take the heritage that has been built, that they were there, we built together, and to improve upon that. Like, no one does that better than that. That group of young women, you know, that age group of young women. So now this is not a full-blown line that we've come out with, but it's more like little accessories and like one-off, you know, pieces. So I think it's a good time. It's a good price point for people. People are at home. People are shopping online. People should be kind of like watching what they're, well, watching what they're, what they're spending. I think people use things in a different way now. We're a little bit more at home and less kind of on the go, go, go all the time. And so I think that now the way that we're rolling out individual products and things more speaks to the time that we're in, as opposed to like rolling out a whole full color cosmetics line or a popping new fragrance, which we will get to all of those things. But I think just to slow and steady for now. So we have, you know, bits and pieces here and there.
Also, you know, you mentioned that there's going to be lots of different products. Are you going to jump back into fragrance again? Because you were really one of the first, you know, celebrity fragrances. You were really a part of that big boom. And that's what I think that was part of the, that was definitely one of the launches that, the launch that Jen and I were talking about at the top of the
show. I think
it
was probably Golden Goddess. That's why they were all golden.
Yes, it was. Yeah. It was. Yes, it was Golden
Goddess. Yeah, we want to go back into the fragrance again, because that was really great for us. And it was, we really, you know, like I said, we had quite a few very successful fragrances. So we love that. I love that. And yes, we will do that again. I think it's just everything in due time.
Tell us about some of your favorite products. We can't like wrap up without like finding out what's in your kit.
Oh my gosh. So my products, I think, go all over the place. I have... I don't even know where to begin.
Well, can I ask you, like, I think, I like, when people think Kimora Lee, they're thinking, like luxury, opulent. I want to know, like, what's something cheap and cheerful that we might be surprised that you like?
Okay, well, I have both. I have, like, high-end to low-end, that's for sure. I love various products from La Mer or Chanel. Like, I have, you know, whole, full lines. I like Glossier. I also love like Fenty Beauty. I like CeraVe is like a lotion and you can put a little bit, not put, it comes with like a little, I think, alpha hydroxy in it. So it's kind of like renewing your skin each time you use it. That's like at the drugstore. I love my...
That's for your body lotion, I'm guessing.
Yeah, body lotion. I like Briogeo. That's kind of like, smells great. I think it's a little bit more natural, I think.
What about mascara? I mean, this is the Fat Mascara Podcast.
Yes,
by the way, we get asked all the time if it's spelled P-H-A-T.
Oh, okay, which is pretty hot and tempting. We're just going to go with that one. And you guys can say, yes, it is. It's honorary. Totally. It's so funny that you asked me about mascara because I definitely would wear mascara more than I do lashes. Like if you look at me, I never have lash extensions. I mean, if I go out like on the red carpet, yeah, they'll put them on and I take them off that night. That's it. I don't do anything. I don't live like with things attached to me very well. So
wait, I'm going back to pretty hot and tempting. So baby fat, that's an acronym.
That's one of many acronyms. Yeah.
I did not know that.
They're bad. They're like naughty. Wow.
Well, what are the other ones then?
I'll text them to you.
Oh. So before we let you go, we have a fun little game to play with.
Oh, yes,
you,
yes.
You're up for
okay.
it.
It's just a lightning round. Lightning round.
Okay, I hope my brain's up for this.
What is the first beauty product you ever fell in love with?
Lip gloss. I think so. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. It had to be lip gloss, maybe eyeshadow. It was probably like Wet and Wild. Probably smelled like something. It was like a rollerball, clear.
I can picture it.
Thing with the screw lid.
Okay. Now, this one is a little funny because we know you probably have a lot of celebrity pals, but is there a celebrity that you just know you would be best friends with?
Wait, one that I'm not already friends
with? Yeah, is there
with?
One that's
someone
like on your...
Know?
Is there one that's...
I don't know.
Okay, is there like a dead celebrity that you'd wish you'd be best friends with? Like one that you could like...
Marilyn Monroe.
Okay, I'll take
it. Hot. Cleopatra.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, I'm going for seductive with brains. I want to know what's going on in that head.
I like it.
In more ways than one, girls, but... And I'm currently, I mean, yeah, I have a lot of great friends, so
Okay, so you'd add Marilyn's... Marilyn or Cleopatra could like come into the fold. Okay.
Wait. Can I just go back to one thing though? No one said, I didn't say which mascara was my favorite and I'm not really sure. And so I really want to ask you guys, what is a good inexpensive to mid-priced mascara? It doesn't necessarily have to be waterproof, but being that I have the Asian eye, mine will run. And so what's a good one to buy? And I was using one that actually Kim K was giving me hers, and I don't think it's waterproof or I don't think it's waterproof for any formula, but it does any special formula, but it doesn't run and it washes off when you wash your face at night. So I'm good with that. But I can't always find it and I have to call them and beg them. So what's another one?
Have you ever tried a tubing mascara? Oh. Like, so they don't actually like you don't wipe them off. They like form these little polymer tubes around your lashes. So when you splash water on your face, they slide off. So truly they don't run. So if you have downward pointing lashes, I'm not looking at you. So I don't know what your lashes look like. It's really good. And I think it's really good, especially for like the underside lashes. So
I think
my
tubing
favorite
is the way to go.
Yeah. I like Blink, Kevin Aucoin, the volume. And then what's the other one I like, Jess? I can't even remember right now.
I feel like I only think of Blink and Kevin tubing.
Oh, the Glossier one's pretty good too. Yeah, Kevin Aucoin's is really good. Okay, you have to finish our speed round.
And then we'll let you go.
I must lost.
No, I really liked where we were going before. Okay, what is your favorite most indulgent snack?
Favorite most indulgent snack?
Like yummy, yummy, like nobody's around. We're just poking around the kitchen. And like, it's like your own time.
I don't know. It's like any baked good, any cake, any cookie. And if I was trying to be halfway healthy, it's probably like a chocolate covered almond or something chocolatey from Godiva or something I really shouldn't do.
Nice.
That's devilish.
Nice.
Oh, Godiva feels very on brand. I like that.
Yummy, yeah.
Okay. What song is currently pumping you up?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Oh, let me think. Shoot. I hate that, you guys. I don't know.
If this is like really freaking you out, like we don't have...
I have been calming it down in the evening time by candlelight with Janae Aiko. Okay. I've been doing
I like where you went with the question.
I stay pumped up. I can't tell you that.
You need a chill out song.
Okay, maybe we should change it to chill out right now. Maybe that's where we should go seasonally.
Yeah, pumped up. I'm feeling like Beyonce, Jay, Drake. I don't know. I have to think about my lyrics, but I'm taking it down in the evenings. And that is part of my playlist.
Maybe we should tweak the question for this season, and then maybe it's a chill out. Maybe
yeah, it's a good idea.
Okay. Now, what do you want to raise a wand to? And that is our fat mascara lingo for what are you obsessed with right now? And it could be anything. It could be TV show. It could be a beauty product. Could be a book. Could be anything. Could be a fashion, item. I don't know. Fashion item.
I don't know that either. I suck at this. What am I obsessed with right now?
Yeah, anything.
I'm obsessed with olive oil pound cake.
Yeah,
that's so greedy. That is,
you make I love it? That.
I have not tried that, but Ming said that she was going to do that. She gets a fancy one that we order, a cute one. It's so yummy.
And it makes this olive oil.
Yeah, yeah. We want to order.
Okay. I have to find that out. I don't know that. It's a famous
Ming.
Little card and a little leaf, and everyone loves it. It's like, I'm going to ask
her. I love that.
I'm going to ask your publicist to ask.
I'm going to ask her now. Who makes olive oil cake? I'm supposed to know this.
Yeah, no, I really like the sound of that.
Yeah, because I don't love sweet, so that sounds like it's like savory sweet.
Exactly. It's not too much.
All right. We're not going to keep you on the line while you get the answer. Truly, that's not.
Okay. I'll send it. I'll send it over to you guys. I'm so greedy. It's always
sued. Raise a wand to olive oil cake. That's a good one. This was so much fun. Jess, do you feel like you got good mom advice from like the ultimate
Yeah.
Mom?
I feel like you have a great time with your girls, which is just like,
I know, we start laughing, and then we forget that a lot of times I forgot that you were like, we're just going to go. And I'm just talking like to my girlfriends, but I have I have a lot of mom advice and girlfriend advice. And, you know, I've lived some years and I have kids, 5 kids, I have businesses. If I could give you anything, you can just ask me anytime because I'm opinionated with a big mouth.
Yeah. That's why we wanted to have you on the show.
Wait, well, how about this? Will I ever sleep again?
Not for a long time. No, not for a long time. You have to be able to let go. Everything is not your responsibility.
Let go.
You already carried the baby for a year. You have a lot. We have a lot to show. So someone else can watch her for like an hour or a weekend. Okay. And if you're not ready for any of this right now, I understand. I'm just giving you potential, what it sounds like. You can have a date night.
No, I already gave her to my friend for like three hours. And like he took her to the West Side Highway.
Anywhere. We'll take anything. We'll take wine, cake bread. Have some wine, you know, whatever you can do. But yeah, you won't sleep for some time. Wait, what did you just put on your lips? I want that.
Oh, it's Lauren Conrad Peony Lip and Cheek.
Oh, it looks good because it's like shiny, but not too much. It's like natural, but shiny.
Yeah, no, it's
good.
Your
lips look good.
I just needed some hydration. Yeah, because I'm all like chapped and gross right now.
Yeah, you guys, thank you so much. And I had fun. And
okay, I am ready. Well, first of all, I don't know if I could ever live up to that fabulosity. I got some mothering tips, but I feel like I'm still, I just don't know if I can make them look that good.
The mothering, the whole mothering, like...
She's just, I don't know, Kimora is just kind of like, I don't know. I just feel like she gave me really good advice, but I still feel like, damn, like Kimora's Kimora.
Like 18 years from now, should I see if your daughter's at Harvard?
No, it's not the Harvard thing. It's just Kimora's... Lake's got some good genes. She's got Jeff's brain power. And she's got mine.
You've got brain power too, ma'am.
Jeff's more of the brainiac. He's more of the brainiac. He's got the academic.
Yeah,
side.
It was a fun conversation though.
Okay. So here's the scoop. Raise a wand. I know you guys come for the beauty, but lately I'm just like so, like, I feel like we talk about products all the time. And I'm like,
I'm forcing you next week to pick up beauty products.
But like, I don't know. I just don't think it's as interesting as like, you know, non-beauty razor wands. I just feel like we talk about beauty all the damn time. I'm very into right now. I mean, we talked about the Drew Barrymore show. Obsessed with that. What else am I loving? You go first.
It's like, wait, did she prepare something?
I did, but I'm not
you had one. Are you still looking?
No, I'm not feeling it that much. That's the thing. Like, I only want to bring you what I'm really, truly passionate about.
Oh, okay. She went wild card right in the middle of the segment. Yeah. All right. I'll go first. Kate Somerville has this dermal quench liquid lift. I'm very late to this game because I thought, I'll be frank. I thought it was a little bit of a gimmicky thing because it's meant to mimic her in salon oxygen facial. And it has this like weird nozzle to like blow oxygen and hyaluronic acid. And my skin has been so dry. And I was like, okay, quench. I need quench. I don't know if the oxygen's doing it. Damn, this stuff hydrates. It like sprays on nice. You don't even have to do the like fancy applicator thing. You can even put it in your hand and press it in. It was like, boom, like all of a sudden, like everything plumped out and like all the texture went away. And I know that's what hyaluronic acid did. And I've been wary of it in the past because I felt like it made me red. This does not make me red. It's like one of those, okay, no one's going on a red carpet, but I did it before a couple, like I did a panel. And right. I just, you know, when you look more hydrated on the Zoom camera and you just yes. like get, I did it. And I was like, this product is good. Of course, guys, I know you're out there screaming like everybody knows about that product. Sorry, I'm late to the game. It's a cult favorite. But the Kate Somerville Dermal Quench Liquid Lift. Chef's kiss. Fat mascara kiss.
I don't think, I think sometimes beauty editors think everyone knows about everything, but that's not true. Everything is a new discovery to someone, you know? Everything is a new discovery.
Oh, that's true.
Okay, I know what I'm going to tell you about. I have been hunting around the local CVSs and Duane Reade's in the west side of Manhattan looking for Reese's Take Fives. This is a relatively new product from Reese's. This is a relatively new product.
I saw this on your Instagram. Yeah. I was like, somebody get this woman this damn Take Five.
Yeah, so we're all familiar with Take Five, that the product Take Five.
I wasn't until you told me, but go on.
Well, Take Five is a long-running candy bar, but Reese's now has their own incarnation. I found out about it around the Halloween season, early October, and I broke into it. It's got peanut butter. It's got pretzels. It's got like other stuff in it. Maybe some like caramel. It's fantastic.
Five things, maybe?
It's got five things. I don't know what the other five are, what the other two are, but it's wrapped in chocolate. And when I broke into it, I was like, this is a game changer. This is slightly filling. it has all the textures. It's salty and sweet. And I bought two bags of them when I first got them. We blew through them pretty quickly. Then when I went back for more, there was no sign that they even existed in the store. And I started to hallucinate. And I was like, did I make that up? I went to another Duane Reade. They didn't have them. I went back to that original CVS. There was only one bag. So I was like, oh, this is a hot item. So for the past month, I've been like, it's like been like whack-a-mole. Like, I guess not whack-a-mole. Yeah, kind of. It's like, oh.
Is it what? Seasonal? Is it like
I don't
Halloween
know if it's
only?
Seasonal. But when I put this Instagram up, the amount of responses I got was almost like when I had my baby. It was like, everyone's like, oh my God, me too. Oh my God, I love this candy. It's my favorite. It's really united a lot of people. And I finally found the two lone bags today, 34th and 8th Avenue. Found two bags. There's never a stack of them. It's always
on the
like,
side of the road.
It's always punched out in the aisle. Like it's always the only thing that's gone. So anyway, this is a hot item. If you're into Reese's, you need to know about it. It's my new favorite candy bar.
Ooh, raise a wand. It's your most indulgent snack.
It is right now my most indulgent snack. Yeah, it's filling-ish.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Razor Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.com.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.